Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. Lawmakers in more than a half dozen states are frantically working to stave off government shutdowns and service cuts. Several states are starting a new fiscal year today with no budget in place. California is among them after lawmakers failed to meet the midnight deadline. Now it may need to issue IOUs instead of paying bills. The nation's annual obesity rankings are out, and there's little good news. Obesity rates among adults rose in 23 states over the past year and didn't decline anywhere. Mississippi remains at the top of the list, with more than 32% of adults in Mississippi considered obese. Colorado has the lowest rate at just under 19%. Little Rock. State Prison Director Larry Norris says complacency and guard dereliction are the reasons for a recent escape and an inmate's near death. Norris spoke to state lawmakers following the recent escape of two convicted killers and the near death of an inmate left lying in his own waste. One big industry in Arkansas is raising catfish, but U.S. catfish farmers say an imported fish from Vietnam is just a cheap variety that's threatening their livelihoods. Now, after years of arguing that the Vietnamese fish is not catfish, the U.S. farmers now want it considered a catfish for new federal inspections. They're basically saying, you inspect them like you inspect us, and they won't hold up. The chief executive of St. Vincent's Health System says the number of people fired for illegally accessing medical records of television anchor Ann Pressley is more than the number charged. A doctor and two former employees were charged Monday, and Peter Banco says more than that have been fired, but he wouldn't say how many. Arkansas's Lottery Commission is meeting today. They'll vote on whether the state should join the multi-state Powerball games. Arkansas Lottery Executive Director Ernie Passelleg says the state could begin selling Powerball tickets sometime next year if the commission approves joining the games. The Kroger Company is recalling ground beef sold in some grocery stores in Arkansas after a Colorado supplier issued a recall because of possible E. coli contamination. Stores in Memphis, West Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, Southern Missouri, and Southwest Kentucky are included. Kroger is asking customers to check their freezers at home for certain packages of store brand and store packaged ground beef. Those packages will have sell-by dates from April 27th to June 1st, and the package description reads ground beef AP2 73% lean tea. It's important to know that none of these items are in Kroger stores today, and customers who have the recalled items should not consume them and may return them to a store for a full refund or replacement. For more information, toll-free 1-800-632-6900. And former University of Central Arkansas president, 57-year-old Lou Hardin, has accepted a job as president of Palm Beach Atlantic University in Florida. He stepped down as UCA's leader last year amid a controversy about a secretly awarded bonus package. The school also faced a series of questions regarding discretionary scholarships. And that brings you up to date on the local and regional scene. Gary B., make it a great day.